I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got it tuned to the Midday Show on listener-powered KEXP, and I am delighted to be here in the KEXP studios with Tweety. There's a ton of you. Welcome.
Hello.
How many Tweeties are in the room?
Two, for now. Two. Everybody has paperwork in to change their last name.
Excellent. That is a totally legal thing to do, and I think that that is a fine requirement for you to have of this band. Would you introduce the band real quick before you play a song?
I will. This is Liam Cunningham. Right there, playing guitar and keyboards. Across from him is his sister, Seema. And then next to her is Jim Elkington. And next to him is Darren Gray. And behind the drums is my son, Spencer Tweety.
Well, it's fantastic to have all of you here, and Jeff Tweety and the rest of the members of the band Tweety here playing tonight at the Neptune Theater, a sold-out show with the Minus Five. And a brand new album came out late last year called Suki Ray. Are you going to play some things from that today?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, why don't you take it away?
Sure.
All I want to feel this morning catch the avenue. I intend to steal this moment as I'm moving through. Make my rendezvous, as if that's all I do. I'm about to feel it lift, so it floats away. Oh, the mouth of old world, darling, honey, I can't complain. I'm always a world away, I'm only a world away. So let me please explain how it comes to be so real and nothing's left to say. I'm always a world away, I'm only a world away. Out of the bounds of maps, crawl over the mounds of bones. So I come to call you lonesome over the telephone. Over the telephone.
Sounded fantastic. It's Tweety live here in the KEXP studios. Man, what you were doing with that guitar over there should be illegal in some states.
It is. I think it is.
That was World Away from the album Suki Ray. Tweety's live here in the KEXP studios. We're streaming live video at kexp.org. Tonight they're playing at the Neptune Theater. You all sound so great together.
Oh, thank you.
And there's six of you total in this room. And Jeff, I understand that when you envisioned starting out on this record, that you thought it would just be you playing solo, and I understand playing every instrument, and so.
And I did on the record for the most part. There are a handful of friends came by every once in a while. For the most part, it's just Spencer and I though. So everybody in this room was basically asked to be a part of this band because they could tolerate playing some of my parts and doing them better. It's like.
It'd be a little hard to play them all by yourself.
In tour.
Well, plus, yeah. It's really nice to have competent musicians play your parts. It's like having a mirror that only reflects like Rob Lowe or something.
You obviously in the band Wilco, that can keep you busy, and I played some of the albums earlier that you had produced, so you've been really busy with that. What made you decide, I'm going to make a record right now where I'm going to do it myself and do everything?
Well, Spencer and I basically made all the backing tracks for Mavis Staples' last record, One True Vine. And we were having so much fun doing that. I'd never really done that where I played all of the instruments. I didn't play the drums, but played bass, guitar, and keyboards and really kind of put it all together myself. And I was enjoying that. And Spencer and I were having a great time playing together. So everybody in Wilco was busy doing other things, and we just felt like it would be a great... I don't know, we didn't feel like stopping, and I didn't know initially if it would be, they would end up being demos for Wilco, or if it would be a solo record, but over time it started to feel like it was its own entity, and that there was something unique that would happen when Spencer and I play together, so we ended up calling it Tweety.
You mentioned demos, and I read somewhere that a lot of the songs started as demos, and that you even do demos on your iPhone. I mean, and technology is incredible for what it enables musicians to do, but that seems funny.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of the tracks, almost half of the tracks, have some element from the original iPhone demo. And a demo for that purpose is basically the same as it would have been just playing into a cassette recorder or a dictaphone to me. It's just like a voice memo almost.
Including the song we just played that has a little iPhone track on it.
That's right. That's the original acoustic guitar on that is from my iPhone. So
I mean, were you in the studio or are you just sitting in your living room one day, you put the iPhone on the floor and hit record and here's the song?
Well, it's one of the nice things about modern technology is you always have this recording device in your pocket. So I have no idea where I was. It could have been anywhere in the world, really. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Tweety's live here in the KEXP studios tonight playing a sold-out show at the Neptune with the Minus Five. And you want to play another track?
Sure.
Broken heart can swim. you want to see how hard a broken heart can swing. Summer noon, I can always stay. 288, what the cello can play. She spoke to me and provoked my van. And I broke into in the heat of her hand. Like a lioness or a coyote. In the hubbub where the pitiful congregate, I thought there was a note that I could not hear. So I floated to the whisper up against my ear. Afterwards I found my face in the trash. And really at the core of it, it wasn't so bad. Mother's womb. Unless you want to see how hard a broken heart can swoon. Unless you want to see how hard a broken heart can swoon.
It's Tweety live here in the KEXP studios, streaming live video at kexp.org, and another song from Suki Ray. And the drums and keyboard, so beautiful on that song. And I noticed on the album that Scott McCoy was tapping away on typewriter. An appearance on that song. It makes me wonder, was there a lot of experimentation going on this record?
Always.
The studio, the loft studio, is just chock full of instruments and old typewriters and things to bang on and things that aren't perfect but make interesting sounds and I don't know, it's a really great percussive sound, so I think Scott just got inspired.
That was pretty fun. It was me, Scott, and I did that percussion take for the first half of Summer Noon together. I was just like gently tapping a kibasa shaker while he like pressed the same typewriter key over and over again.
Have reams and reams of paper that say Q.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder, did it have to be a specific key? No. Do they make
different
sounds?
Different letters make different sounds. Mm-hmm. Q particularly was great on that one.
It's such a delight to have so much music. There's 20 songs. It's two CDs. Did you envision it being two? I want to say records. I still say records.
It actually is the biggest source of criticism of the record is that there's so much.
Who said that? You show me. Who said that?
I don't know who said that.
It's pretty good, usually, but there's just so much.
Yes.
I definitely in
it's
the
really
camp.
Good and too much.
Not too much.
No,
I disagree.
I think that Spencer and I we finished two records and we sequenced them as two separate records, and then we felt like they sounded good together, and they made more sense when they were together. And we also felt like if we were going to go out on tour, it would be much more fun for us to have 20 songs to draw upon than 10. And so we decided to make it a double record.
Tell me about this tour. How are the shows going? What are you doing for the shows?
We're playing a whole bunch of songs off of the Suki Ray record and a handful of covers, and then I play a little bit by myself every night, more familiar songs. I think the audiences have been great. They're really sitting through like almost all new material. In a lot of cases, I know that they aren't as familiar with it, and so far it's been great. And we've been doing it now like almost over 50 shows, and I can't remember a disaster. Knock on.
I know that you love your hometown, and they love you too. And I heard that you had a big show, kind of a debut show, scheduled in Chicago last year, and you got rained out.
Yeah.
Was the show that you just played like a week ago, was that finally the big show
in
Chicago?
That was technically, yeah, our first real hometown show.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was great.
It was great. I mean, we played two nights, and the first night was a rough one for me because I had a sick headache. I had like a migraine and was sick, so the show wasn't as enjoyable or as long as a lot of them are for me. And the next night we played great. It was fun.
Every show I've ever seen of yours has been great, and I'm sorry if you weren't feeling well. I bet the crowd was feeling it.
No, people seem to enjoy the first night. I mean, I did my best, but I don't know. We don't need to hash that out, do we?
Many shows, onward and forward. Yeah. Speaking of which, how about another tune?
Sure. This is one of the covers we've been playing on this trip. That's by Neil Young.
Yesterday, but you were not home. So I talked with some old friends for a while before I wandered off alone. It's so thank you.
Well, that was just about perfect. That's Tweety live here in the KEXP studios covering Neil Young. They go together like chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Spencer, obviously you've been around music your whole life. You're an incredible drummer. And I'm wondering, did you gravitate towards the drums initially? You had, like, any instrument you wanted to play was probably at your disposal and someone to teach you how to play it.
I'm not really sure how it happened because I was a really, really little kid. I think it was at my mom's club, Lounge X, when they, being my parents, bartenders, I don't know, somebody first like plopped me down behind a drum kit in the basement there.
My wife had a drum kit in her office.
Yeah.
And at the rock club that she owned.
60s Rogers that I still have, still play. But there are pictures of me when I was like a 2-year-old kind of playing drums there.
I just remember bands that were going to play at Lounge X. I just remember them calling each other downstairs into the office to see this little baby that almost looks like he knows what he's doing behind the drum kit.
That's still what happens.
It was freaky. Yeah, now it's, you know, I bring Spencer out on stage when we play in a big baby Bjorn. Just set him down behind the drums.
Just be careful he doesn't hit you with those sticks. I heard that you might be heading off to school later this year. I'm guessing you want to keep working the music thing in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to school, Mom.
It's not one of those requirements that for me, it's like 12, grade 13 yeah. came after 12.
No,
it was non-negotiable.
Yeah, no, I love school, and I feel like I got to do it. But yeah, I would love to continue doing music, and I want to do that, and I think I'm lucky to have a lot of opportunities to do that. So, that's what I like to do. Got to do school, though, also.
And you all seem lucky. You really seem to enjoy playing together. You've worked with your dad now on several projects, the Mavis Staples, the Pop Staples, Posthumous Release, which is beautiful. I played that a little earlier today, and I know you did the Slim Dunlap record as well, or the songs. So you two like hanging out together.
Yeah, I mean... I think that I feel really lucky. My wife feels very lucky as well that we have managed to keep lines of communication open with both of our kids. You know, Sammy, Spencer's little brother, Sammy. We tend to spend a lot of time together and enjoy each other's company. And I know that that's not always the case in the family. And we feel kind of, I don't know. I don't feel like we did anything to make that happen extraordinary except, you know, just, I don't know, trying to talk to our kids like they aren't idiots.
I think it's fair to say maybe there'll be another Tweety record or two.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, not only do you two seem to get along well, but you surround yourself also with fabulous musicians. I can't thank all of you enough for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
We've got Tweety live in the KEXP studios. We're streaming live video today at kexp.org, and I think they got time for one more.
That's right.
get excited, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But I'm gonna love you the same. I'll always be a fool. When it looks like I don't care, I'm just playing it cool. Oh no, I won't jump for joy.
Sounded great. Tweety is live here in the KEXP studio. The album Suki Ray, in fact, two records to
yes.
enjoy, and I can't wait for more. Thank you again so much. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for being so nice.
Oh, well, ditto.
You said, oh, we feel very confident now. Thank you.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to tune to KEXP Seattle.